MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, November 8, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Teachers are now on strike in Beverly and Gloucester. Veterans Day activities in Newburyport on Monday. Sunny, windy, low 60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:48 p.m. Paul Layton is reporting in the Salem News. Beverly teachers voted on Thursday to go on strike effective immediately over stalled contract negotiations. Beverly Teachers Association co-president Julia Brotherton announced the strike in front of hundreds of cheering teachers on the lawn outside City Hall, with drivers honking in support as they passed by on Cabot Street. She said, "None of us wants to do this, but at this point we have no choice." Brotherton said 99% of about 650 union teachers and paraprofessionals voted in favor of the strike just after 4 p.m. Thursday in a meeting at the Larcom Theater. Teachers were planning to picket outside all of the city's public schools today, beginning at 8 a.m., and later hold a rally at Lynch Park. Brotherton said the union is willing to bargain around the clock all weekend to resolve the impasse. Paul Layton has much more in today's Salem News. Meanwhile, Ethan Foreman's writing in the Gloucester Times, "Teachers and paraprofessionals chafing under months of protracted contract negotiations voted Thursday afternoon to go on strike, a job action considered illegal under state law, and that has closed schools for nearly 3,000 Gloucester students today. It's unknown whether schools will be in session Tuesday after the long Veterans Day weekend, with the schools already scheduled to be closed for the holiday. It was unknown Thursday night how long the job action might last and when both sides might get back to the bargaining table." After meeting at the Gloucester House restaurant on Roger Street around 4 p.m. Thursday, hundreds of teachers and paraprofessionals, part of the Union of Gloucester Educators, which is the combined Gloucester Teachers Association and the Gloucester Association of Educational Paraprofessionals, marched up the hill and held a rally on the steps of City Hall. Ethan Foreman has much more on this story in today's Gloucester Times. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In his Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon gives updates on the Brown School and Kmart projects.
I don't have big updates around Brown School and Kmart. Brown School, like you said, I made my decision. We're going with the Zeta Insight plan. Again, lower number of units. It just feels like that's the one that can fit into that space. The other proposals from CSI and the YWCA, who's local here in Newburyport, they couldn't come down in their unit count because they rely on tax credits to fund their projects. And so, you know, they have to have a lot of units to do that. So that's why we ended up there. So we're going to continue to negotiate and work with Zeta, and then we'll be submitting all those orders into the city council. And then the city and Zeta will present that plan together. And then, you know, city council kind of drives the program from there, because they're going to have to decide what happens with the building and how anything moves forward there around the zoning as well. Because right now it's only zoned for 20 units there, and the Zeta project is asking for 29 units.
That's Mayor Sean Reardon. The city of Newburyport will observe Veterans Day 2024 on Monday, November 11.
What else was going on? We have Veterans Day coming up on Monday. Our Veterans Director, Kevin Hunt, has put together a great program as always. We start marching from CVS around 10:30, and our program will start at City Hall at 11. It looks like the weather is going to hold off, so we should have a good day. But we do a little talk at City Hall and then a little march through town and end up at the Veterans Cemetery. So that's happening on Monday at 11. There's a blood drive next week at the Salvation Army next Thursday, 11-12, from 2 to 7. I always try to give blood every time we have a blood drive from in honor of my friend Jeff Stone, who passed away a few years ago, affectionately called Stoney. So yeah, I like to try to do that.
Again, that's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. There'll be a speaking program at 11 a.m. at City Hall, 60 Pleasant Street on Monday, featuring an invocation by Captain John Eric Burkholt of the Newburyport Salvation Army. Mayor Reardon will recite the names of recently departed veterans, and City Veterans Agent Kevin Hunt will share memories and remembrances. At approximately 11:45 a.m., the group will leave City Hall to parade around Market Square, up State Street, and to the Veterans Cemetery at the base of Pond Street, where the ceremony will continue with the laying of a memorial wreath and a benediction. Salem News is reporting the Salem High School marching band wrapped up in an undefeated season last Sunday with a first-place finish amid more than 30 other high school bands competing at the New England Scholastic Band Association Finals. Prior to this victory, the marching band had competed five times this fall, starting with three local shows that led up to two NESBA championship performances, both of which it placed first in. In sports in the MIAA tournament, the Marblehead boys soccer team fell in overtime at Wayland, 2-1. The Magicians finished the year at 11-3-6. In tournament field hockey, Ipswich shut out Manchester Essex in a 1-0 shootout decision. Non-playoff football last night, Pentucket beat Salem 42-41. Rocco Ryan rushed for just over 200 yards and scored four touchdowns for the Witches. Essex Tech shut out Somerville 28-0. Jake Gilbert scored two touchdowns for the Tech. In playoff football tonight, the following teams have home games: St. John's Prep, Masconomet, Marblehead, Bishop Fenwick, Swampscott, Newburyport, Amesbury, Linfield, and Kip of Lynn. Lynn English High School inducted 14 new members into the school's Hall of Fame last night at an event held at the Danversport Yacht Club. And as mentioned before, Linfield hosts Dennis Yarmouth in a D6 football Round 1 playoff game tonight. Pioneers coach Pat LaMusta is expecting a fast-paced duke out.
It will be like an athlete speed spread versus athlete speed spread. And, I am hopeful and I'm excited to see how our defense handles this challenge. Had a solid week of practice, but it's a tough draw. Their quarterback is very good, very elusive. He's reminiscent of the Newburyport quarterback in terms of just, like, extending plays. But if we can corral him and be disciplined and limit the mistakes, limit the chunk plays, I think our defense can kind of be the foundation of a win. And just do what we do on offense, find that grass.
That's Linfield High School football coach Pat LaMusta. In the pros, the Bruins beat Calgary last night 4-3 in OT. The Celtics will host Brooklyn at the Garden tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.